everybody. I'm Molly. So happy I could share a story with you all tonight. Thank you. So this story goes over many, many years, but it starts back in about 2005. One of my best friends, Kathleen, was raised Catholic. I was raised Jewish, and I would go with her to Christmas Mass sometimes. So we were sitting in Mass, and they were getting ready to go up to do communion. And Kathleen had already had her first Holy Communion, so she was able to get communion, is my understanding. I don't know all of the ins and outs. But her sister, Emily, hadn't. So I was supposed to follow what Emily did, which was something along the lines of this, to not get communion. And Kathleen did something like this to get communion. Well, Emily was behind me, so I just followed what Kathleen did. And so I put my hands out, and the lady got down, and she said, "Did you have your first Holy Communion?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Okay, go like this." And we just walked off, and we all thought it was hilarious. And I don't know if they realized that I just had no idea what I was doing or what it was, but thankfully, I'm sure my parents were pleased I didn't get communion that day. Kathleen would also come with us to services. In fact, we used to shop at Talbot's as kids. We were very nerdy little kids. And we got matching corduroy pants and striped turtleneck shirts that we would wear to synagogue. And so we went one day. Kathleen also has very curly hair. And somebody said, "Oh, when is your bat mitzvah?" And she said, "I'm not Jewish." We also went to a Jewish deli, and they asked if we were twins, which we're 4 months apart to the day, but no, we are not twins. And so time went on, and we would have Christmas with her family, and they would celebrate Hanukkah with us. She was very jealous of the bat mitzvah and the presents that I got. She always said, "I really want a bat mitzvah." But she went to St. Pius. She went to NDP. She was raised very, very Catholic. So then she went to college, and she met a nice Jewish boy, and they ended up getting married. And lo and behold, she converted to Judaism. So now we get to celebrate Christmas with her family if she wants, Hanukkah with my family, and all the other Jewish holidays. And we also always come to Stoop Storytelling together. So when she told me that she forgot about tonight, I said, "Well, you better get clothes on right now and come, because this story is about you." And she showed up about 10 minutes later. So it was all worth it. Thank you.